You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got some special guests in the studio. Got to say what's up to my buddy Lawrence. What's up, Lawrence?
How y'all doing?
Oh, turn your damn mic down.
Right.
Also got DH in the studio. What's up, DH?
What's good?
What's going on? Oh, geez, we got people calling already. Can we get to the topic first?
Oh, wow.
Whoever that might be. But we'll get to you in a few, whoever that is calling. Anyways, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're a regular, welcome back. We are so happy that you decided to join us on this lovely Sunday evening for another edition of This Date Is Over Radio, because we are here each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on The Flow. That is rocktheflow.com. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app. That's T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn. Search for The Flow DC, and we are the first station on the list, so make certain that you check us out every Sunday. But in case you weren't aware, we have a totally awesome website. It's so awesome that I can't even get it out. It's called thisdateisover.com. Make certain you check it out. We've added some new stuff to the website, which is kind of cool because, of course, I'm biased because it's my website.
Of course.
So, of course, on Sundays, tune in Sunday, is the radio show. Monday is Makeout Monday, so we have our Makeout Monday song of the day every Monday on the blog. That's thisdateisover.com.
I like that.
Tip Tuesday, where we give you our tips. Blog Wednesday, because that's when we release the blog, every Wednesday. Questions Thursday, we've got to say what's up to Bridge, because he is spearheading the effort when it comes to questions. But don't forget that you guys can post your own questions when it comes to dating and relationships. So that's Questions Thursdays. And on Friday, it's Funny Friday. I like to laugh, so I don't know if you follow me on Instagram at Date Is Over.
Already.
I come across some of the funniest stuff ever online. So Funny Friday, it'll be on thisdateisover.com. So check it out. Don't walk. Run top speed ahead to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories. Check out all the good stuff we got going on over there. So have you guys ever had a bad date before?
Of course. I think everybody has, you know.
So why isn't it on the website?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm gonna post one tomorrow.
You need to do that.
Don't
put her name though.
I ain't gonna put nobody's name on
there. Don't put her name on there. Okay. Have you had a bad day,
of
DH?
Of course.
Yeah, so you need to put it on there too.
I got
no
you.
Names, just situations.
Of course.
Go on thisdateisover.com.
Got you.
Now, we were on a little break last week, so we had a little rebroadcast, because, you know, it was a holiday.
Right.
So, but I got to give a special shout out to my grandfather, because during Memorial Day weekend, he celebrated his 96th birthday.
Wow.
Yes. Francis Alfred Clark, also known as Snooky. The original Snooky from 1918, honey.
The original. That's the where everybody
original.
Else got their nickname from.
Exactly. He is the original Snooky, 1918. So he had a great birthday. We spent some time, had some good food on the on the grill. So
why wasn't I invited?
I called you, right?
Okay.
But okay. You didn't answer.
Right.
You were busy with one of your other girlfriends.
Oh.
You know.
Oh my goodness.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Meaning she is my girlfriend. I got other girlfriends.
Right. His other girlfriends. But keep in mind that we have a great event coming up. Late night laser tag. So get your tickets.
I'll be there.
Go to thisdateisover.com. Click on the events tab and get your tickets. We're going to have a good time. Adults only. Don't bring your kids. Because when the kids check out of the laser tag park, be checking in.
Right.
So don't bring your kids or you will not be inside. The date will be over for you. You will go right back home with your child. So adults only. We want to have some fun. You can be single, in a relationship, married, whatever you are. We just doing some laser tag. You know, trying to bring out your inner kid once again.
Yeah.
But just don't bring your kids. Bring out your inner kid. Just don't bring your kids.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So late night laser tag, June 28th. Get your tickets from thisdateisover.com. Now, tonight we're talking about, if you've been paying attention on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, can you blame me for cheating? That is tonight's topic. Can you blame me for cheating? You know, you're in a relationship with somebody and stuff is just not going right. Your spouse is getting on your nerves. You've told them like, hey, I don't like when you do X, Y, and Z. Could you fix it? And they're just like, yeah, whatever. But they don't fix it. They don't try to work on a relationship, nothing. Yeah. So you meet somebody new and you step out there. Is that your fault? Is it your spouse's fault? Is it both of y'all's fault? Ponder on that. Don't answer right now. Ponder on that, because we're going to get into some music. But the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Whoever called me, call back. You were a little too early. My bad. So call us back. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. So keep it right here on The Flow. I think I'm going to play y'all some music by King, because I have just been loving me some King like since forever. So I'm going to start off with music from King in the meantime. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Oh, I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Flowetry. The song was Miss Stress. And right before that, I started off with music from King in the Meantime, because I love that song. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, I do. Got some special guests in the studio. Got DH. What's up, DH?
Hey, what up? What's good with you?
Everything is good with me.
Hey, that's lovely.
Everything is everything. I also got Lawrence in the studio. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, how y'all doing? What's up?
We are just lovely.
Good.
Don't forget that we have the late night laser tag coming up, and it's the first of the month, so y'all got y'all checks. So go on out there online to thisdateisover.com and purchase your tickets to late night laser tag, because we're going to have a good time. But tonight's topic, can you blame me for cheating? Can you blame me for cheating? You know, he is getting on my mother effing nerves. He ain't doing it right in the bedroom, if at all.
Is
he
that what it's about?
He withholding it from me.
Okay.
He ain't cleaning up his mess. He peed on the toilet seat.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. And he don't wipe it up.
Oh.
He leaving his dirty drawers on my floor. And I have had it. I told him to stop it. He ain't listening. I love him. But you know what? It's this other dude out there that's kind of giving me the attention I need. Mm. He makes me feel beautiful. He tells me I'm beautiful. I'm gorgeous. Sexy, gorgeous, beautiful. Mm. Would you do something real kinky tonight?
Whoa.
And
well, if that's the case, why didn't you cut off the other dude before you start
before you found this new dude? I'm comfortable with him. I love him. But this guy over here, he's saying something to me. I'm dazed and confused, and boom.
You're a cheater.
I happen to just slip. I slipped on a banana peel, fell right on his penis.
Oh, oldest trick in the book.
Can you blame me for cheating?
Yes.
Why?
I would. I mean, because if feelings involved, you in a relationship, then I think it's only right for... Well, I'm sorry. The thing everybody wants to happen is they want the person to say, okay, I'm giving you one last chance. If you cheat, we're breaking up and a mess with somebody else. But in the real world, it doesn't happen like that. In the real world, you're dealing with somebody. Just like getting a new job. You never quit your old job till you find a new job. And that's, I hate to say it, but what it is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Never quit your old job till you find a new job. So I should, you know, put some feelers out there before I break up with my man, and then just break up with him and get on with the new guy.
Yeah, you should send him some messages. You know, you should send him a little, you know, some, you know, a couple of red flags before you actually break it off, to let him know, hey, this is coming, so he can start cheating. You know,
so he can start cheating.
Yeah.
You gotta give him a fair warning though. Shut your entire face.
You gotta give him a fair warning though before you
bring that down, son. So it's gonna be closer to you. No, you can. Yeah, pull the cord like this. Oh, see that? No. Bend it. Not that part. The bottom part. Yes. I'm sorry. We're having some technical difficulties right now. But actually, we got a caller already. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from? Hello.
My name is Karen. Hello?
Hey.
Hi. My name is Karen. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Karen from Atlanta. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just calling about the topic that was on the station tonight.
Yes, what you got to contribute? Can you blame me for cheating?
I can absolutely blame you for cheating.
Why?
Because it sounds like you just want all the good and none of the bad and none of the, you know what I mean? When you, especially if you're married, you said for better or for worse.
Right.
So if you're going to go through some worse, then go through it and ride it out and figure out if the way that you've approached your husband is not working to yield results, then you have to come at it from another angle. Maybe you have to, you know, whatever you may have to do. But to cheat, that's not the answer. That's not going to solve anything. That's just going to add to your problem.
It sure is. But what if I want my cake and I want him to feed it to me too?
Oh, wow.
I don't want to just eat it. I want him to feed
so
it to
nasty.
Me.
then you need not be married.
I know, right? And the good thing is I'm not married. And for a disclaimer, that was not my real situation. I have not cheated on anybody before. That was just a hypothetical situation. But yes, I don't agree. I don't condone cheating either. So, people out there, yes,
it's not, it doesn't happen. I mean, it happens, but
it happens too much. I mean, you have people out here nowadays who are proud of being a side chick, who are proud to be with somebody else's man. They have TV shows now about side chicks.
Yeah, I mean,
the side chicks of LA, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, something like that.
The side chicks of whoever.
I thought that was Basketball Wives.
same thing.
Yeah, right.
Same thing. Well, thank you so much, Karen. Appreciate your call.
Okay.
Yeah, so the number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So, yeah, can you blame me for cheating? So you said, back to you, Lawrence. So you're having issues in your relationship.
Right.
Y'all aren't getting along. You know, if she's not talking to you the way that you deserve to be talked to, like she's talking down to you, or she might not be talking to you at all.
Right.
Y'all are just at a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do at that point?
At that point,
you got this cute chick that, you know, when you on your bus to work, I don't know if you catch a bus, excuse me, on the subway going to work or whatever, y'all happen to be on the same train pretty, you know, every morning.
Mm.
And, you know, she's, you know.
See, now you paint the picture for
she me. She deciding to sit next to you or closer to you.
What's she smell like? What's
she smell like? Smells like Japanese cherry blossom.
Oh, wow. She's making it hard.
She smells like Japanese cherry blossom. And, you know, she's giving you the eye, and then she slides you your phone number.
Ooh.
She's like, babe, you in a relationship? You're like, yeah, but you know what? We're going through some things. She's like, well, you know what? I could just make it better for you tonight.
You know
what?
What
you going to do?
Well, that's when I put her in the friend zone. You know, I put her in the friend
zone. In
the friends
zone. With your penis on her tonsils?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Well, hold that, though, because we got a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
You there?
Caller, are you there? Going once,
yep.
Going twice, so long. But yeah, as you were saying, so yeah, you're gonna put her in the friend zone. But why would you even get her number in the first place?
Because if my relationship is already rocky, mm-hmm. then I already know that okay, we might be going to the end of this.
You might. This.
Yeah,
but why even think in the negative though? Because all relationships have their, you know, their peaks and valleys. Because
everybody,
so
knows.
You know, you might be at a bad place because of some stuff that happened, but you're going to get through that hump,
like
that
this.
Obstacle.
You,
so why even put yourself in a position?
If you're in a relationship with somebody
else's number,
9 times out of 10, if you're in a real relationship with somebody, y'all like on the same mental plane. Like y'all almost think alike. So you kind of know when the frequency is messed up, like when something ain't right, when you trying to, y'all used to having sex like every other night and this one crazy animal monkey sex, and now all of a sudden she be like, oh well, you know, I don't feel like it tonight, or you having sex but it ain't exactly, you know,
you start thinking like,
yeah,
what's
exactly
going on?
You're like, oh, what's going on?
Exactly.
Or a lot of girls don't know that dudes, we know the feel of the poon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if the poon don't feel the same way, if it feels slightly different, you like, hold up.
It's a lot looser.
Man. Oh, yeah. It's
you must have been with an African girl.
Yeah, something ain't right. So you like, hold up, man. You start thinking.
I don't think y'all really know. That's just me. I don't think y'all that smart.
We know.
I know, right? You see how I just threw some daggers at the fellas? Y'all ain't that smart. Y'all are. Y'all not, though, when it comes to cheating. Y'all not.
Mm, okay.
So, I don't know. So, DH.
Yes.
Cheating. Why do people cheat?
Why do they cheat?
Mm-hmm.
You cheat because you're looking for something else,
mm-hmm.
that your spouse, your mate, is not giving you. It's a feeling.
It's a feeling.
Yeah.
So have you cheated before?
Man, nah, I haven't cheated before.
What?
Sorry,
wow.
That's a lie.
Only man in America.
Let me feel your pulse. Let me ask you that again, so
man.
I can see if you're telling the truth.
Oh, man. I'm reformed, man. No. You know, I'll say this. I've made some mistakes in my past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And why did you choose to make those mistakes in your past?
Opportunity.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't anything that was really bad going in your relationship. It was just the opportunity presented itself.
It's opportunity with
so
what bad that's going
you
on.
You slipped on the banana peel. And you fell in the cooch.
Oh, man. Just slid in the VMs. Now, I mean, real talk. Like, I think it's just, it's a mixture of different things. Because sometimes you don't always have the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
You know, you may have things going on at the crib. And something just right there presents itself. She slides you that number. Hey, I'll make it good for you tonight. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sure, they tripping back at the crib. You know, she ain't pressing me out. I mean, hey. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it happens that way.
Mm-hmm. It does happen that way. But one of the things I find interesting, you know, of course we have issues going on in our relationships. That's natural because we're, you know, it's a relationship of two imperfect people.
Right.
So you're going to butt heads at some point in time.
Right.
So why do we look, you know, outside of our relationship instead of looking at the person like, okay, I fell in love with you for a reason.
Yeah,
we might have an issue right now, but I know in your heart of hearts that you don't want to hurt me. I know in your heart of hearts that you love me. And if I could just do my part,
yeah.
then we can be in a better place. But people are so quick to like, oh, well, look at this chick or look at this dude. He has big muscles. He's nice to me, blah, blah, blah. But you don't realize that your spouse ain't being nice to you because you ain't doing the stuff that you're supposed to be doing. Yeah. Like I said, you keep peeing on my toilet seat. I said, wipe your piss off the seat.
Like
I said, clean your dirty ring out the bathtub. You didn't do it. I asked you to help me. I'm cooking you dinner. All I asked you to do was to help me with the dishes.
It's like
the
this.
The child needed his diaper changed. Yeah, you ain't changing like, no diapers. Like this. I'm tired. Like
this. Well, somebody said a long time. I forget. I don't know who said it, but somebody said this a long time ago. When you first meet somebody, what they're doing is they're putting on a facade. They're representative, right. They're just trying to be a certain person. Not saying everybody does this, but everybody is usually on their best behavior. When they meet somebody they really like, they're going to be on their best behavior.
Of course.
And over a certain period of time, after about, let's say you're dealing with this person 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
it wears off. You get comfortable. And when you get comfortable, and that's when the stuff hit the fan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, once you get comfortable.
Off break, you're not going to let everybody know your weaknesses. You gotta create a strong home front.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And what it is, over time, they get to see where you're weak at. But with that, if you know where you're weak, that takes work. You know what I mean? And just like relationships, it's communication. You know what I mean? If I know we lacking at home with something, if I really want to keep this situation, I got to come to you with that. And let you know what it is. If your cooking ain't good, I need to sing to my mama to have her show you how to do some things. Mm.
If a man didn't like my cooking, I would be crushed.
It is what it is.
I say, baby, you know what? I love you, but
you
gotta try something else with the fried chicken. Like, you gotta just.
You gotta use flour this time, baby.
Yes. You gotta just try something different. But if I tell you and I come at you, then it's like, you know, all right, okay, he still love me. He wants this thing to work. So as an individual, let me try to do what I need to do to keep it happening.
But that's another important part, communication. The way you communicate is also important. You can't say, girl, your food is so damn terrible. That's why I cheat on you, because you can't cook.
Yeah,
it must be true. How you was raised.
That's terrible. But I'm going to tell you, though, if we done got that far along in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be you cooking, trust me. Because that I found out
in the first couple times,
I need to know if you can cook a couple things. Fried chicken, you need to be able to at least bake one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Bake as far as cakes, pastries, cookies, and stuff?
One thing, and then...
What can you do?
Come on, man. Come on, I'm a chef on the side, too. I can do it.
Okay.
I got the best fried chicken.
Ladies, DH is single and mingling. He knows how to make SpaghettiOs and oodles and noodles. The number to the studio to reach him is 301-560-6992.
Yes,
oodles and noodles and SpaghettiOs. Ladies, he will put some parsley in it.
Chicken flavor.
Oh, he'll put the chicken bouillon in there for you.
There you go.
The chicken bouillon.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he'll add a little hot sauce and ketchup. Oh. He might even cut up some hot dogs.
What about Obey? What about the Obey? You know about Obey?
I like Obey.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't.
Obey. You get a little baby
Obey
shrimp.
Obey with
right?
what?
Oodles and noodles.
Oodles and noodles.
I don't eat that. I didn't even eat that in college.
Wow.
I cooked in college.
So you've never cheated and you've never eaten oodles and noodles?
I didn't eat it in college, I said. I had it like in high school. Disgusting.
Okay.
It's nothing but sugar. It's like, why don't you just get a whole box of kosher salt? I said sugar, Lord. I'm sorry. None of the salt. I'm sorry. Sweet tooth. Sorry. I meant to say salt. Just get a whole box of kosher salt and pour it down your throat. And that is what oodles and noodles are. Just add a little bit of water and that's what you have.
Right. Mm.
Okay. Kosher salt, water. It's like 2 million milligrams of salt.
Wow.
That is a lot. That's why you can't eat oodles and noodles all the time.
I don't eat them ever. That's what cracks me when I go to Sam's Club and get some stuff. And I'm like, what the hell? You got all those oodles and noodles? Like, what is wrong with you? They have fresh ingredients here that you can buy.
At the club.
They have real shrimp here. They have salmon here.
I'm going to tell you, since I became an adult, I eat oodles and noodles after 12. If I'm coming back from
I would rather sleep on it like a homeless person. And that was so inappropriate for me to say that, but I would rather sleep on it than eat oodles and noodles. I don't give a damn how hungry I am. I will not touch a box or bag, whatever the hell they come in.
She high maintenance, y'all.
I will eat a hot dog now, but I will not eat no oodles and noodles.
You know some people turning up right now like, oh, really? You
nah.
too good for noodles?
Oh, I sure am.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Write that one down.
She only eat ramen cup of noodles.
I won't do that either.
Nothing but the best.
I am so sorry to inform you that I will do no such thing.
With the carrots, corn, and peas.
Yeah,
anyway. anyways, we got to go to break, so we keep it right here on the flow. We're going to get some more music and then come back with some more discussion. The number, once again, is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
At highway speed, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Spending too much time alone.
And I just ran out of Trojans.
Horses gallop to her throne.
We're behaving like teenagers.
Yes, we're behaving like teenagers.
Making less than minimum wage.
Still inside our parents' home.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Also got DH and Lawrence in the studio.
Hey.
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. You just heard music from Juice. You had to take y'all back.
Yeah, that
sugar
took me
free.
Back.
Yeah, your sugar going to be gone. Keep cheating.
What?
Sugar's going to be all the way gone.
I never said I was a cheater.
Who
cheated? Yeah, so right before that was Frank Ocean with Sierra Leone. What's up with Frank Ocean nowadays?
I don't know. He fell off the map. I don't know.
He has a nice voice. Oh, well. But yeah, tonight we're talking about Can You Blame Me for Cheating? The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. So, Lawrence, my buddy Lawrence, you've cheated before.
I have, yes.
Several times. Plenty of times.
Maybe,
all the time.
A few times, maybe.
Maybe, perhaps.
Right, yeah.
Why did you cheat?
It's a good question. I didn't know I was going to be on trial here. But no,
you're not on trial.
I mean, I don't know. The reason I cheated is because, I guess the same reason everybody cheat. I thought it's trust issues. You know what I'm saying? I thought my girl at the time was cheating. So I ended up cheating. But then we got to define what is cheating. Is cheating having sex? Is cheating just
so what kind of cheating
else?
Did you think she was doing?
I thought she was dealing with somebody else.
Was she?
I don't know. To this day, she never admitted it.
What made you think that she was doing anything?
Because, like, she was just distant. You know what I'm saying? It's like, at one time, like, every girl I deal with that I'm in a relationship with, my girl is, like, my best friend.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way I ever get into a relationship. My girl got to be my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I feel like my best friend is, like, not really connecting with me like we used to, and... You know, and she finding excuses to be, you know, to be somewhere else, and you know, it's just, and then you know what? Another thing too, this, you know, I think the sex ain't what it used to be. And then I put all the pieces together, and I say, you know what?
Somebody else is laying that pipe better than me.
Hey, look, it could be, because 9 times out of 10, if somebody cheating on you, you know. It might just be...
But you never found out that she was cheating on you, so you decided to just jump out there and cheat anyways.
Yeah, well...
You must have been young.
No, it was like...
It was last year?
No.
Like, when did this happen?
She put words in my mouth. No, this was like... it was like 2005, I want. It was like about 2005, you know. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just put the pieces together myself. I could be totally wrong. I don't know.
Okay.
But like I said, then again, we got to define what is cheating.
So you cheated because you thought she was cheating. So instead of having that dialogue with her, or instead of, you know, she told you she wasn't, instead of working on your relationship with her, you decided, you know what? F that. I'm going to sleep with somebody else.
I never said I slept with that girl.
What did you do with her?
You know, I just start chilling with her, and we start spending some time together. Mm-hmm. And okay, yeah, I slept with her. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did. I didn't sleep with her off the break.
It
was like some...
A banana peel disappeared, and you slipped and fell, right?
It's something like that.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Banana peel was alcohol, I guess.
That's a lot of people's banana peel.
Yeah.
But I asked a question on Facebook, as I always do. I said, you know, is it ever the victim's fault that their spouse cheated?
Yeah.
Why or why not? My buddy Sean said no, because cheating is a conscious, selfish act. Even if problems exist with the relationship, that is not an excuse. You have to exhaust all means of conflict resolution first. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
To an extent.
But if it ain't working, it ain't working. Point blank.
It ain't working, but it takes two to tango, honey. A lot of people that say, oh, it ain't working, and they happen to think that the grass is greener on the other side, because they're not watering their own damn lawn. It's like, of course things look beautiful. Of course this chick right here is glamorous and beautiful, because she don't have to deal with your BS at home. She don't have to deal with you coming home late. She don't have to deal with you not taking out the trash.
Well, she should come with me.
No. You ain't inviting her.
Go ahead.
But she doesn't have to deal with you, you know, clipping your hair and leaving your hair in the sink. You know, your woman's at home washing your clothes while you going out with this chick getting all fresh, because your woman washed those clothes. So if you took that same effort and energy that you channel into somebody else and put that back into your relationship, things would probably be a lot better. But a lot of people don't see it that way. They're like, oh, you know what? He thinks I'm so wonderful. But you're really not that damn wonderful. The only reason why you're wonderful to him is because you give him the best of you when your spouse at home knows about your sugar honey iced tea. Mm. And they deal with your sugar honey iced tea every day. Mm. So, you know, of course, if you were in a long-term relationship with this person that you are, you know, eyeballing on the side, then they probably won't put up with your ish either. So be mindful of that, people. I mean, you might want to jump out there with somebody, you're probably better off keeping it at home.
I got a theory on cheaters, all right?
What
once
is that theory,
once
my
a
man?
Cheater, always a cheater. Because
so you're always going to cheat?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was going to give Lawrence the poon after the show. We were going to be together.
Now that he said that, he's cheated.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. It's no hope for Lawrence and me. I am so sorry.
I mean,
this date is over before it even began.
Oh man, that's terrible.
Bro. If you think about it.
Ladies, if you want to be number two or number three in Lawrence's life, the number to the studio is 301-560-6992.
Can I say what I'm going to say? Please?
Say what you got to say, because we got a good commercial, sir.
The way a cheater thinks is they always think it's something better. You know, a cheater always thinks it's a revolving door with a cheater. You know what I'm saying? They always think, I can always do better. I can always do better. I can always do better.
There's always going to be something better.
Exactly. And they always cheat.
Always.
They
you always know what cheat. Else is always out there, people? STDs. So keep stepping out there if you want to. Keep on stepping out there. You're going to get an STD or get somebody pregnant and have a whole bunch of kids that you don't want to be raising.
Or both.
And you're going to be broke as hell.
Look, this is my thing. Now you said, can you blame the victim?
Yeah, so we got to. Okay. Well, can you hold that thought?
Because
we got a commercial real quick. So we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And we are back. Yes, that was a quick break.
Real quick.
Yes, I'm your host, Miss Marie. And you listen to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check us out each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can also download the TuneIn app, search for The Flow DC, and we are the first station on the list. So, like I said, I'm Miss Marie. I got my buddy DH in the studio.
He's good with you.
We also got Lawrence.
How y'all doing?
We all right.
Good.
And we're talking about, can you blame me for cheating? So before we went to commercial, DH, you wanted to say something.
All right, here's my thing.
What's your thing?
Sean said on Facebook that no, you can't blame the victim.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
But, here's the caveat with that. I feel like as the victim, you know, in this situation, sometimes your actions may contribute to the act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I go out and do dirt, I can't come back and say it's because of you. You know what I mean? It's definitely because of me.
Mm-hmm.
But if A, B, and C was happening, that goes back to, you know, talking about things and saying, you know, we need to discuss this. Now, I need to make sure I bring it up and let you know. Because if I bring up a conversation and say, hey, you need to fix this, that, and the third, and you don't do nothing about it,
mm-hmm.
that's almost like me saying, okay, I'm gonna find that other yard with the other grass. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But it happens a lot. You know, you reach this dry patch or just this standstill in your relationship because you have, I guess, some old resentment that you've not gotten over, or you know, she's mad at you because of this, and so you stop talking, you stop communicating, you talk to each other crazy, or you just two ships passing in the night.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it's two types of cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the guy who can't get enough,
mm-hmm.
and this guy who doesn't have enough.
Right.
So it's finding a good, happy medium.
That's a good one.
And trying to determine, okay, I can live without this, you know, but I do need this. Just like in regular life, you know, you may not need the Range Rover, you know what I mean?
Right.
You may just need a car to get you to A and B.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's trying to find that good, happy medium and say, okay, she does this great. Some things we can work on. If I really want to stay with her and build, you know, this thing here, I need to go ahead and, you know, try to work on this. Because I'll do you a favor, You know, if I feel like I'm a cheat, I'll probably just cut it off. Mm-hmm. Like,
so what if she does everything great? You know, she takes care of home. You know, she cooks, she cleans, you know, she's a joy to be around. Yeah. You know, she's a good Christian girl.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want her to be.
Yes.
She likes the same kind of music. She can dress and her body is pow.
She's perfect, huh?
But she is whack in the bed. 1,000%. I mean, like, she might put all of her teeth on your member down low.
Oh,
or,
man.
You know, everything hurts. What are you going to do in that situation?
Man,
you know, like, you tried and, you know, positions, nothing's gotten better. Like, she's the Sahara Desert.
She only want to do it missionary. That's
Man. Oh, goodness. Here's the thing. Like I said earlier, communication. So, I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna like, babe, the food you made was great, you know. You do everything around the crib, the way you wash the dishes, everything's so good.
Girl,
but
you use that Dawn. Oh, it's so man. Amazing.
So good on the hands. But we just got to work a little hard on this. So
why you always got to soften them up and tell them all the good stuff they're doing? Before you hit them with the blow, you got to say,
you can't
oh, I like the way you
first.
Do this. And like do it. No, just hit them. Because
the first
blank,
thing you're
going to
say
is,
what about everything else? That's why
not,
you did it.
You shouldn't do that. Just like at work. They want to say, you know what? You really suck at doing these reports. They gotta build you up before they chop
exactly
you down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right,
you can't
right.
just say, you know, you are stupid.
Yeah.
You're just dumb. You know, maybe you're really good at math, but you know what? Chemistry, it's not your thing. Let's perhaps get you a tutor. So you gotta be nice about
it. And along those lines. Now, see, I don't have a problem with a woman being open. The same way I'm going to be open. If you see any flaws, let me know so we can work on it together.
Mm-hmm.
But I need you to be open as well. So if I say, hey, let's try this, let's try that. You know, if I can get it to where
ouch,
I'm okay
it hurts.
With,
ouch. Missionary, please.
I'm like, I'm going to need you to chill right
ouch.
Now.
Ouch.
You better.
Is it in? Ouch. So what are you going to do? The sex is not going to get better.
It's not going to get better?
No.
How do we know
this,
though?
Yeah, that's true. How do you know it ain't gonna get better?
We don't know this.
I don't know. I'm just hypothetically
be like
speaking.
It better with time.
She doesn't get. Are you going to be faithful? Or are you gonna step out there?
Nah, I'll be faithful.
Really?
Yeah.
Bless your entire heart.
A good
heart.
Guy. That's a good guy.
Yeah.
I like.
Because I know somebody that was in that situation, and he's hit me up to ask me to hook him up with other people, and I said, I'm sorry. Aren't you married?
Wow.
He said, yeah, but my wife. She everything hurts. She doesn't really like to do
wow.
new things. She doesn't like to try different positions.
Mm.
You know, she's very boring in the bed. And I'm just like, okay.
Hold on, but did he always know that?
He
did he know that before she got married?
He always knew that. He always knew that.
Then that can't be the reason to roll.
But she was everything else that he wanted. She was the resume. She was the pretty girl on the campus. She was very smart. She got good grades. She got, you know, her master's, her PhD. She
dang.
Makes good money. She's, you know, she takes care of home. She's great with the kids. You know, they have kids now, so she's a great mom, but she sucks in bed, and she has always sucked in bed.
Okay, okay.
But he still married her.
In this situation, if
but
she
he
got
cheats
all,
on
if
her.
She got all that, I might just have to take one for the team. And just,
are you?
I mean, hey, you can't get no better than that, man. I mean.
Oh, but you can.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you
but
know.
I mean, this, listen
it's
to what 80/20 you
said. Thing.
You said they're married. That's
yes.
a whole different.
Yeah, that's
story.
A whole different.
That's
load.
Another ball.
Yeah,
of
if you
right
married
there.
And you cheating, that's like.
Because if we boyfriend and girlfriend, I can roll. Like I can literally roll. I mean, unless we got, you know, some stuff together, I can roll.
Right.
But we married.
Yep.
Oh man, that's a totally.
Yeah, the rules then change once you married.
That's a different
really?
Set of rules.
Yeah. I think that's.
So you think it's cool to cheat when you're single, you know, not single,
no,
but
I'm
before
not.
You're married.
You see how she do it?
She
you
keep
see
putting,
I'm,
yeah, she
I'm just
keep
trying,
words
I'm trying to be
mouth.
Clear. I just
want to
be
mouth.
Clear.
I never said it was cool to cheat if you're single. I'm just
absolutely
saying,
not.
Like, you know, it's not, you know, it could happen and it's no strings attached. So, you know.
I say this as a disclaimer.
Okay.
No, it is not okay to cheat. It's not.
It's
okay.
not.
So
you're right. It's not.
Back to the question. Is it ever the victim's fault that their spouse cheated? Why or why not? And Jay says, no, but one can promote, influence certain actions.
There we go.
All I'm saying is the victim sometimes adds to or is the cause of the problem. Remember, cheating is more than the act of sex.
There
plenty
we go.
Of people have emotional and mental affairs,
yep.
which are equally as problematic, if not more. Those types of relationships are unknowingly built and sometimes result in a physical affair.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's where it started.
That's
so how do we get back to love then? You know, how do I get back to love? You know, I hurt him because, I don't know, I threw away his baseball card collection by mistake when I was cleaning out the garage.
There's no coming back.
And he's upset about it. I've apologized to him profusely. You know, I make him his favorite meal every night.
Nope.
I'm wearing the sexy lingerie.
Nah, nope.
My hair is always on point.
Nope.
But he is not over the fact that I threw away that baseball card collection. And he won't speak to me anymore. He's withholding sex from me. He, you know, we don't hang out like we used to. We don't talk like we used to. He's not as cordial. He's not as friendly or as bubbly.
Yep.
And I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah.
So I've told him, like, babe, I'm sorry. Can we just get through this? But now he's sleeping in the basement. And I'm like, you know what? All right, fine. Be that way. So I'm going to just continue to work on me. I'm going to the gym. You know, my body is pow. And I'm going on vacation with my girls. And I meet Dexter St. Jock.
Whoa.
On the beach.
What kind of name is that?
Wow.
If you knew about Eddie Murphy, you would know who that was.
Oh, okay.
Eddie Murphy Raw. But I meet somebody who happens to be vacationing, and you know, one thing leads to another, because I'm, you know, he's like, well, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're married? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, is everything all right at home? Not really. My husband has been upset with me for the past 7 months because I threw away his prized baseball collection. I didn't know it was in a box that said trash. I threw it in the trash. The, you know, bulk trash came, and there's nothing I could do about it. It's in a landfill somewhere. So, I bought him a Cal Ripken card, but nothing replaced that. So, he's just been upset with me. He's not sleeping with me. He's not talking
to
me.
What would you do? What would you do in that situation if it was you?
Why are you pointing at me, though?
I have to.
I'm sitting right across. I'm looking right at you.
I want to put you on the spot.
What would I do?
What would you do? Would you cheat?
Of course, I would not cheat on my husband.
Oh, come on.
No. I can't. You know what? It's difficult to say. Like, in my mind, in my heart of hearts, I want to believe that I would not cheat.
But.
Because I've never cheated before.
But.
You never know what might happen in that situation. I'm very expressive, so I will go to my husband and have that conversation with him. I will tell him how I feel about the situation, and if he refuses to get better or like to get over it, you know, I don't want to say divorce, but I'm going to do everything, exhaust every effort. I'm gonna go to counseling. If he don't want to go, I'm still going to go.
Right.
I'm going to do whatever I got to do to save my relationship before that happens.
Have you ever thought about cheating?
Hmm.
Your whole life, all your relationships, have you ever even thought about cheating?
Yes.
Have I ever thought about cheating?
Yes.
It's a human thought.
Come on now. It ain't that hard.
Like, with a celebrity, yes. Like, if I've been in bed with him and I've thought it was somebody else.
Come on.
Like Andre 3000, because we go together in my mind.
Oh.
That's not true, but...
Come on.
Or like Justin Timberlake, that's my boy, and you know, Pharrell.
All right, if you say so. All right.
But I can't think of anybody that I actually met during my relationship where I was like, you know what, I might want to step out there.
You might want to risk it all for this other person, because that's how you got to go into it.
Yeah.
If you don't knowingly step out, you got to say, hey, am I willing to push all my chips to the table?
Yep. For this but one person.
And I wasn't willing to do that.
To put my chips on Black 11 to see if I can get that chip.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, you got to say that. And you got to say, hey, because sometimes the gamble pay off. And a lot of times you leave you leave live casino,
you leave
broke.
Empty handed. You know what I mean? Yeah, right, yeah.
And I've met a lot of attractive people, attractive men, but I can't think of anybody. But that was so long ago. But I really can't think of anybody that I came across that made me think, you know what? I'm going to think twice about my relationship. And I honestly can't say that I've ever met somebody like that. That really make me think like, ooh.
It's a good woman right here.
Yeah.
It's a good woman.
Because I don't want that to happen to me. You know, I believe in karma. Yeah. So I'm not trying to step out there and cheat on my man, because I don't want that to happen to me. I know what that feels like. That ain't pleasant.
Mm. Okay. Well, there it is. She answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to know. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So withholding sex. I think that's a reason a lot of people sometimes dip out there. Now, have you done that, DH, withhold
have
sex?
Have I withheld sex?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not.
He's like, I don't even withhold sex from myself, let alone my lady.
Absolutely not. You know, because a lot of problems, some of the problems can be solved sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I think a lot of the problems can be solved, though.
Yeah.
I think... all, you know, I'm guilty of it. They say you should not go to bed angry. And I know I've done that plenty of times in my relationship. And I think that if a lot of people really stuck to that rule, their relationships would be in a lot better places. Because, you know, we get so worked up and so upset about somewhat like the dumbest of things.
Right. Yeah.
The minutia. Yep. And it really, really makes zero sense whatsoever.
Absolutely, man. I don't know, man. It's tough. I was curious about this.
Yes.
Now, do you think women cheat differently than men? Not just sex, but with women, I think, me personally, I'm just speaking from this side, that I think women cheat different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe having a dude that they may talk to more.
Right, yep.
Or
their play brother,
You know, you may do whatever. Yep. You're not physically, you know what I'm saying, doing the deed.
Right.
But you planting the seed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and that rhymes. I like
that. That's deep. I like that.
A lot of people plant those seeds. And one of the things I want to say to people out there listening, if you would not have this conversation with your mate or in front of your mate with this person, then you shouldn't be having that conversation to begin with. I understand we want to have those people that we confide in when it comes to our relationships, but I don't know. If it's somebody that wants to bang your brains out or somebody that you want to sleep with, you might want to reconsider that conversation.
Yeah.
You know, go to your church or somebody else, somebody that will keep that information near and dear to their heart. They won't be blasting out to each and every person.
Right.
They won't be putting your business on Facebook and whatnot. So I don't know. Tread lightly with that, because people do get in the habit of, you know, talking about all the bad stuff in their relationship to somebody. Right. Like, oh, you know what? He and I used to date, or we were always cool back in college. You know, we've always kept in touch, but he keeps in touch with you because he wants to bang your back out.
Right.
Like, yeah, that was your friend way back when, but
he
wants to be more than a friend. So I don't recommend going outside of your relationship to discuss your relationship.
Right, to the opposite sex.
Yeah, unless that guy's like gay or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. I really, just be mindful of who you talk to. Girlfriend, you know, straight, gay, whoever you talk to. You have to be mindful of who you are, you know.
Because a lot of times what you say, that person using that as ammunition to come back at you.
And make certain that you're also communicating the positive stuff that's happening in your relationship. Yeah. I know a lot of us, I'm guilty of that too. Like, oh, he did this to me. He stepped on my toe. Or, you know, just complaining about the dumb stuff.
Right.
So make certain that you celebrate the victories in your relationships.
Right.
Ten times more than you, you know, celebrate the, or actually nag about the bad stuff.
Right.
But in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie, and we're coming into the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave.
Hey,
yes, cool. But keep in mind, you can give me a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And speaking of This Date Is Over, the website is thisdateisover.com for you to post your bad dates and relationship woes. Now tonight we're talking about, can you blame me for cheating? Can I blame you for cheating? Yes, I can blame you for cheating, you know. The person who did the cheating should, of course, bear the brunt of the blame when it comes to that situation. It doesn't mean that I can't understand why you may have stepped out of your relationship, but ultimately, it is your fault. We all have the right to choose, and you chose to step outside of your relationship. So, yes, it is your fault. You decided to cheat instead of ending your relationship, so the blame is on you. Yes, your partner might not be acting right. They might be breaking promises. They might not be filling up your love tank, or whatever your situation might be. That's when communication comes in. Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Because this person might not be doing X, Y, and Z, but what is it that you're not doing?
Right.
So take this time to reflect on what it is that you're bringing to the table, because you could very well be contributing to the problems in your relationship, because it takes two to tango. So ask yourself, why is my partner so standoffish? Why is my partner so angry with me? Why are we not having sex as frequently as we used to? Why do they have the attitude? So, you know, ask yourself, how am I contributing? And make certain that you have that conversation with your spouse. Communication is the key. If you are fed up, they're probably just as fed up as you. But also return to your why. You know, we do have our peaks and valleys in our relationships, and we do have our dry spells sometimes, and complacency definitely does creep in. Life happens. But return to your why. You know, why did I decide to pursue this person? Why did I ask this person to be with me? Why did I ask this person to marry me? Or whatever the situation may be. Return to your why. What are the good things? What are the pros and the cons of your relationship? You know, write down those pros. Why did I fall in love with you? And what was I doing to get you to fall in love with me? Am I still doing those things was initially doing to woo you? So if you are saying, if it's a big fat no of all the things that you were, that you used to do, that you're not doing any longer, then the problem is you as well. So as I said before, the grass is not always greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it. So water your own damn lawn. Make certain that you're doing everything that you have to do to make your partner happy and keep them happy so that they, you know, it's the law of reciprocity. If you're keeping them happy, I'm certain they will return the favor. It's not always the case, but in a lot of times, if we were doing what we're supposed to do, then our partners will return that. Make sure you're putting in that effort, you know, into your relationship. And I'm certain, absolutely, I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, so you can take this with a grain of salt. Mm. But I do believe that in my heart of hearts, if you were doing your part in your relationship, your partner will reciprocate. So communicate. A lot of times we stop communicating. We hold on to this resentment. We go to bed angry. We stop talking. Well, what's the problem, baby? Nothing. No, something's wrong. So communicate what is wrong. And if you are angry at that time, then don't talk at that time. How about you write it down? Take some notes. Take a picture. I don't know. Do what you got to do. Have a conversation, though. You got to have that dialogue. You know, you're with that person for a reason. If you can't talk to your spouse, something is wrong.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you have to do before cheating becomes a factor. And make certain that you don't become a victim either. You know, ask yourself, am I doing what I need to be doing so that my spouse is not checking for anybody else? Am I holding it down, so to speak, in the household? Mm-hmm. Am I still doing my hair like I used to? You know, I used to always get dressed up. We used to go out all the time. I used to fix myself up. You know, am I going to the barbershop regularly? Am I getting a shape up? You know, have I gained 50 pounds? Or, you know, am I staying active in the gym? You know, what am I doing to make certain that our relationship, you know, flourishes? So make sure you're doing your part.
Absolutely. I agree with that. Yeah. I like that.
She just hit it on the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Communicate. Relationships cannot survive without communication. And I think that's the number one reason why people cheat is because of the lack of communication or improper communication. They're not understanding what their partner is meaning, or they're not even trying to communicate or convey their feelings to their partner. So if you're not going to talk to your spouse, then why are you in a relationship? So please don't cheat, people. Please. You know, if you're not happy, you know, I don't want to say just leave, you know, especially if you're married.
Sometimes that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, sometimes it is the best thing to do. But if you are married, if you took those vows.
That's what I'm saying. That's a different.
That's a whole other ballgame. Yeah, like you asked this person's hand in marriage for a reason, or you accepted that ring for a reason. So do your part. Do your mother bleeping part. And that's my 5 cents. So, I got DH and Lawrence in the studio. Either one of you guys want to add to that?
I mean, just like the song that's on right now, Fonte says, it's not like it was before. She can't keep me anymore. Like, you got to go to her and just let her know, I'm going to put it all on the table. You know what I mean? And if you even had thoughts of stepping out, or if you even want to keep the relationship, you owe it to yourself and to her to just go ahead and put it on the table and say, here, I'm coming with this right here. You know, we can either, you know, build or we can destroy. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, you got, like you said, it's communication. You got to just, you know, you got to talk about it.
And a lot of us are sabotaging our relationships, you know. And if your partner is communicating how they feel, be receptive to it. You know, be receptive to change. And people are like, well, I don't want to change. Well, that's what life is. Life is change.
Yep.
Absolutely. Nobody should have to change you. I don't go into a relationship wanting to change somebody. But when we're in a relationship, we have to compromise, and we become molded because we know what our partner's likes and dislikes are.
Right.
So do what they like. It's that easy. You find out what your partner's love language is and communicate that lovingly and effectively. Absolutely. If you know she likes hugs and kisses, give her hugs and kisses. If you know that he likes words of affirmation, give him some compliments. Tell him all the great things that he's doing. Because a lot of times we spend so much time, you know, breaking each other down.
Right.
Lift your relationship up. Lift your partner up. Because I'm certain it will be reciprocated. But, Lawrence, anything?
Yeah, I mean...
All right, that's all the time we got. So now I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Nah, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, if you... I forgot what I was going to say.
Lord Jesus.
I was about to say something good. Y'all kept talking.
He wasn't going to say nothing good. He wasn't going to say nothing good. But since you can't figure out what you want to say, play some more music. The number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We are talking about, can you blame me for cheating? So keep it right here on The Flow.
To make
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Had to take y'all back once again because I love me some music. I hope y'all know that. Absolutely. I really do.
You do, yeah.
Had to play some Luther Vandross.
Yep.
Shout out to Star for inspiring me to play some Luther because I love me some Luther.
Was that Luther with Foreign Exchange?
Shut your damn mouth. Anyways, Luther Vandross and I share the same birthday, 420. Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
That's a great day.
The song, by the way, was called Make Me a Believer. That's one of my favorite Luther Vandross songs. Yes. Yeah.
That?
Yeah. Yeah, so we got Lawrence in the studio. What's up, Lawrence?
How y'all doing?
Just lovely. Just peachy. And DH. What's up, DH?
Hey, what's up, world? What's going on with you, man? Already.
I never even gave y'all a bio, so I'm going to let y'all do it yourself. So I'm going to start with you, DH. Tell the good people who you are, how they can find you.
All right. Well, first of all, y'all can find me on everywhere. It's DH underscore major. That's Twitter, Instagram, Vine, everywhere.
You do it for the Vine?
Oh, I do it for the Vine.
Okay.
You see, I'm going to do it. They ain't going to do it. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, everywhere. About me, I'm a songwriter, musician. I'm an actor as well. Got an independent project working on right now. It's called Growing Up Black. So, I'll be out in L.A. shooting in a couple of weeks for that. So, y'all stay on the lookout for that. Got a project next month coming out. It's called Walk, and it's fitting today because Walk actually stands for We All Love Karma. So that's coming out, so y'all look out for that. And I'm just trying to get it. So, you know, I'm glad I'm
trying
right
to get
here.
It too, man. Shoot.
Hey, all
we all trying to get it. So thank you for being here, DH. So Lawrence, tell the good people who you are and how they can get in contact with you.
All right, yeah, you can reach me on all the social networks, Twitter, Instagram at LNUTZ, that's LNUTZZ, and I use the same, you know, the same name for all of my social networks other than Facebook.
Because he has big nuts.
Hey, yeah,
it's like, now I don't know that for sure.
Oh, do you? No,
I have no clue. Right? Not at all.
But yeah, actually, I do a lot of the same stuff, songwriting. Yeah. Actually about to start a new t-shirt line, actually, called Private Stock or whatever, but that's coming soon.
It's called Private Stock or whatever?
No, it's called Private Stock.
Oh, okay.
It's called Private Stock.
Or whatever. Or not.
But yeah, a couple other little projects I'm working on. You follow me on my social networks, like I said, at LNUTZZ, and you'll find out more what I'm all about, you know?
Yeah, find out what he's all about, and in case you guys don't know what I'm all about, you should know. I'm here every week.
I don't know.
My name is Miss Marie. I'm the host of This Date Is Over Radio, the founder of ThisDateIsOver.com, which is a website for you to post your bad date stories and relationship woes. Check it out, ThisDateIsOver.com. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DateIsOver. We got a Facebook page. You can like it, Facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. But tonight, we are talking about, can you blame me for cheating? And the number to the studio once again is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm a lover of shoes, size 9, so if you'd like to send me some, I accept. I do. And we have laser tag coming up, late night laser tag. Don't bring your kids, though. It's going to be on June 28th in the D.C. area. Get your tickets from thisdateisover.com. But back to the topic. Can you blame me for cheating? Lawrence, did you figure out what you were going to say the last time?
Yeah.
Before you went to break, because you kind of forgot.
Yeah. I was going to say something along the, something along the lines of, how do you keep it fresh? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you keep an old relationship fresh? Or once it's gotten to the point where it's stale, mm-hmm. how do you bring it back to the point where it was when you first met? Because like you said, when you first meet, you stay fresh. Mm-hmm. You're having sex all the time.
Your hair looking good. You went to the barbershop.
Yeah, you kissing in public. You got all kind of PDA
going on. You ain't had that big
on.
Stomach.
Yeah, you was on point. You was in your A game. Dang. But now... After about two or three years, you on your F game now. You know, you just kind of just chilling and letting you on cruise control at that point. So how do you get it back to how it was when you first met?
Well, I'm a person who believes in therapy. Mm. I think that is healthy for relationships to have some type of therapy. I think it's healthy for an individual to have therapy. Doesn't mean that something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Or get some type of life coach or something that's going to help guide you along the way. Getting, you know, an older couple. And I don't mean like elderly, but a couple who's been, you know, married 15, 20, 30 years.
Right.
Somebody who's been through some things, who have been tested. You know, just get those kind of people as your mentors. You want to have, I guess, people of like mind in your circle.
Yeah.
Positive influence. So that would be my recommendation for keeping it fresh, you know, and doing what you got to do. You if you've been with somebody that long, you know their likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
You already know that she cannot stand when you bring your dirty feet. I don't know. If you don't clip your toenails, because when you turn over, you cut up her ankles. She don't like that. So you know that she likes it when you go to the barbershop every week. Right.
Now, I just want to propose this question to y'all. Like,
yeah.
Do you think...
You about to propose?
Well, yes, right now, to you. Like, in this day and age, do you think it's even possible to have a long, like, marriage like they did back in the days? Because right now, it's so much temptation going on. A lot of people that I know, like, I want to say 80% of the people I know that are married... it's not the best. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
I do think that they can.
Mm.
I think that, you know, you can have a long-term marriage.
Yeah.
Of course, the times are way different than when my grandparents got married. Because
right.
before my grandmother passed away, my grandparents were married for like 62 years.
Exactly. Ooh. No internet and stuff like that.
When they got married back in those days, it wasn't about love, though. It was about...
sticking together.
I want to say sticking together. Like, you know what? This is a person I can make a family with and I have continue my legacy. It wasn't about love per se. It was like, okay, he's good at X, Y, and Z. Oh, she might be pretty. She can cook. Let's get together.
Right.
We're going to get married. You don't have an opinion, woman.
Right.
I go to work. You stay home, raise these kids. So as long as you quiet, we're good. So they didn't have, it wasn't like, oh, I love you so much, let's get married, we've fallen in love. Granted, I'm not going to say none of them were based on love, but
right.
I think it was more utility than love. And nowadays, you know, it's more love based. It's not an arranged marriage. It's not, okay, what can he do for me? It's about what can we do together? What can we build upon together and create together out of love?
I'll say this, man. I can speak from example. My parents been married 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I got a good guideline on what to go by. You know what I mean? And, you know, I picked their brain every time. Like, you know, what do y'all do? You know what I mean? There's like, you know, I just try my best.
Mm-hmm.
As my dad told me, he said he tried his best. And my mom tried her best. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think for me, it's even more difficult because I've seen a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like when I go in a situation, if this ain't working out right, I'm like, well, you know, how did they overcome those obstacles and still stay together? You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So I think, yes, relationships like that do exist. You know, they are possible, but it got to take two people.
It takes a lot of work.
That. You know what I mean?
I don't think that people nowadays are built for tough.
Right.
You know, we are a society of, you know, the fierce urgency of now.
Right.
If you aren't doing X, Y, and Z, oh, well, I can just trade you in and upgrade to something else. You
right.
know,
yep.
we iPhones, well, they get one every 6 months.
Right.
They yep. come up with, what are the iPhone 15 now? Like,
right, like
they
that.
Have one every 6 months. Yeah. So we have that mentality now, like, okay, whatever he won't do, somebody else will. Whatever
yeah.
she won't do, somebody else will. So we don't, it's just this revolving door mentality that we have nowadays. We don't think of, you know, my partner is my everything and we can work this together.
Right.
It's difficult, but I do think that you can, you know, a relationship can stand, will stand the test of time.
But I think don't we all, if we get into a situation, don't we just say, you know, hey, I want to get in this relationship for 6 months. Like, who says that? Like, if you get tied down to somebody, you say, okay, I need to get into this with the long haul in my mind. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna say I'm gonna give this shorty for 4 months.
Right.
You know,
I don't even think we put it in that way. But when adversity strikes, yeah. I think we say, well, I don't like the way I'm feeling now. It was great 2 years ago. It was a great 10 years ago. But now XYZ has happened, so you know what, I'm ready to trade him in.
Right.
It's time, like, you know, every 10 years you get a new car, I'm ready to trade him in or trade her in. We don't think of, okay, of course I don't say, well, I just want to be with him for 6 months.
Right.
But when he starts to piss me off, you're like, all right, well, it might be time to let this thing go. So yeah. we don't think of working it out.
And a lot of it too is how you how the relationship starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all on the root on, like, how did you meet and what happened? Because I notice a lot of people, when you first meet somebody you like, you always ask them what are your likes and dislikes. And my thing is, if you're meeting somebody that you really feeling, you shouldn't ask them any of that stuff. You shouldn't ask them all of what do you like, what do you not like, and all right. this other stuff. You should just go with the flow. And the thing is, if somebody does something you don't like, you mentally check it in your box. Okay, I don't like that. But you don't never bring it to their attention in the beginning. Because that's like, you never
really?
Yeah, you never really, you're never going to find the person you're supposed to be with if you telling them, oh, I don't like it when you do this, I don't like it when you do this. Because that person you're dealing with is going to say, oh, I know, you know, they don't like it when I do this. They don't like it when I do this. So I'm not, but they not being themselves. You want to find somebody that's going to be themselves.
But everybody has to be refined. Like, okay, I live by myself, so I keep things the way that I keep things, whether it's like a mess in this room here or it's clean in this room here, or I like my toothbrush being on the left side of the so-and-so of the sink.
Right.
So when he comes to my place and he puts the toothbrushes on the right side, that's going to annoy me.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm going to just let it go because, you know, I just got to, you know, modify my way of thinking and my behaviors because
yeah.
this is what he likes. So it's a compromise. Everybody's not going to do everything that you like. And you have to tell people your likes and dislikes. I don't agree with that.
I don't.
Because if I don't like what you're doing, then I'm going to address it. Then you have the choice.
What
either you're
going to
stop it, doing it
in
or.
In the beginning, if you shouldn't. I think in the beginning, if somebody's doing something you don't like, I wouldn't say, you know, don't do that, because now you're not being yourself. Now you're doing something, you're trying to cater to what you think I like. I just want you to be yourself.
It goes both ways, though. But I can be myself by modifying certain behaviors. Like, I don't know. I can't think of anything outlandish that I do. Like, he might not like the fact that I sleep naked, so I got to sleep with like a shirt on or something.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. Okay.
Yeah, now,
I couldn't think
if
of anything
he tells
good.
You that he doesn't like that.
Yeah, you might want to check.
But it's
means.
Like I said, it's always going to be something that your partner doesn't like. You know, I don't like people eating off my plate. That pisses me off the hell off. Like on a date, and yeah. I didn't invite you to eat off my plate, I will chop your effing hand off.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, seriously, if I have a fork, I will stab you.
Wow.
Gosh.
So if I tell him, look, don't effing touch my plate.
But what if he's doing it just to be funny? Like, y'all having a good time. Oh, let me taste that. And
give me a fry.
Yeah, exactly. And he picks something off
the
plate.
Then I'm going to draw blood. Like,
oh, my goodness.
See? Yeah.
But what about you going on his plate?
I'm not going to just grab off somebody's plate. I'm going to ask first,
okay.
or I'm going to let them offer.
So you're not the one that's the walking double standard. They'd be like, no, you can't get off my plate,
right.
but I can
not
do
at
what
all.
I want. Okay,
not
good.
At all.
That's
so I want to go back to another question I posed. You know, I said, how do you save your marriage or relationship and avoid cheating when your spouse is completely checked out? You've communicated how you feel in no uncertain terms, yet they are more focused on the kids, perhaps, work, hobbies, etc. Everything except your relationship. What do you do to avoid cheating?
Gosh. I mean, I hate to sound redundant, And I mean, but I feel like we said, you know, we got to communicate. But I mean, after the communication part, like, it has to be some action. Because I can talk to you till I'm blue in the face about what I don't like and what you don't do. But if we're not working towards them, you know, then what's the point? It's like climbing that mountain to get to the peak, you know, and then flat, then leveling out. You know what I mean?
So what if that person is depressed, per se? It could have been something major that happened, like maybe, you know, if a parent has passed away or a sibling has passed away or they've lost a job and they're just not at a good place right now. They're just upset, and it's not at you per se. They're just broken down as a person.
That's
different.
And it was, and you know, but they're taking it out on you. Like, your relationship isn't what it used to be. They're not really communicating with you.
Right.
They don't want to have sex. You know, they just want to be in the other room by themselves.
You gotta hang in there for that. I mean, you gotta hang in there because they going through something, and you love them. You gotta hang in there. You know,
but that's when you see how strong the relationship is. I should be able to lean on you for things that I'm weak in or from having a situation.
But everybody mourns differently.
That's true. But I'm saying if you lost your job or death in the family, something like that, even if I know you deal with stuff like that differently, I'm going to say, hey, babe, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want you to know that. Like, however you deal with whatever, that's fine. But I just want you to know that you can talk to me and we can work through this thing together.
So how does that work for a woman to a man? Because I know a lot of men traditionally aren't expressive when it comes to their feelings. You know, they will completely shut down. They might be having a midlife crisis. They don't want to talk to you. They just want to go in the garage, work on a car, and they barely even look at you twice. They barely pay you a compliment. They don't even say anything about the food. They don't even acknowledge your existence. So how do you break through to that guy? So don't respond now because we got to go to commercials. So just keep that thought. The number is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook.com. Facebook.com. I'm like, wait, is it .com? Yes, it is .com. Yeah. What is going on with me today?
right,
excuse me. Yes, Facebook.com/thisDateIsOver. So keep it right here on the flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Me.
are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on the flow. I'm trying not to laugh right now, but DH is in the studio jamming. Janin? Wow.
Janin.
New word, Janin.
New slang.
Hashtag Janin.
Jamming is what I was trying to say. But I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Info Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. This is her music from Nicole Ray. That's a throwback.
Yeah,
she ain't really like blow up like I thought she was going to, but
sometimes the best music is never heard.
Right, and that's what we do on the flow. We don't play the same song every 18, 19 minutes because we like to play real music.
There you go.
Not ratchet music.
There you go.
I mean, ratchet music has its place, but not on my show.
There you go.
I'm so sorry to inform you, but I play what I like to hear. But that song was called Borrowed Time by Nicole Ray. You know, it's hard to listen to that song because it's about cheating. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Oh, wow.
She said, you don't belong to me and I don't belong to you.
Mm.
We on borrow time. Freak. So, we are talking about cheating tonight. Can you blame me for cheating? And before we went to break, I was asking the question, you know, what do you do when your spouse checks out? And when it comes to a man checking out, it's hard to really communicate with a man, or really get him to communicate with you, I should say. It's not hard to communicate with him because, you know, women like to talk. But when it comes to men, a lot of men, they will just completely shut down. You know, something might have happened where he just feels emasculated, and not by you per se. He might have lost his job, or something, you know, drastic may have happened. He may have lost a sibling, a parent, something. You know, his favorite car, I don't know, doesn't work anymore. Something has happened. He is shut down in that relationship. What do you do to break through to that man who doesn't want to have anything to do with you? It may not be for anything that you've actually done to him. So, DH?
Man, that's difficult, man. I really think that's hard because, I mean, when you're shutting the other person out, I mean, you know, that's hard. I think because, like you said, dudes handle stuff differently. You know what I mean? We may, like you said, be in the garage and, you know, work on the whip, or we may, you know, want to chill and just play 2K, like get out my face. You know what I mean? But I think just a good woman. I mean, okay.
How do we get him to check back in?
Yeah.
Because he's checked out. How do we get this man to check back into the relationship?
I think a good woman will not let her man get too far off. She'll keep
but
trying.
But I can't control you.
I know you can't. But if you want this to work, and you understand that I'm going through some things, you still may, hey, talk to me.
But it can't be one-sided, because I might want it to work from my heart of hearts, but if he doesn't want it, I can't make a man or a person want something, just like with a job. Like,
right.
If he doesn't want to work, I can't make him get a job. I can't make him want to work and provide for his family if he doesn't want to do that.
I'm going to tell you the best thing a woman can do, if a guy is going through something like that, just leave him alone. And I'm not saying split up or break up. I'm just saying
let him do his thing.
Let him have his space.
Yeah.
Just don't say nothing to him. And no nagging, no nothing. Just let him be for a good 3 or 4 weeks or whatever, however long it takes. Because sooner or later, he just might snap out of it on his own just from being.
But three or four weeks is a long time. You know, if we have kids together, or we don't have kids, if we live together and you're not talking to me and you have shut me out for 3 to 4 weeks,
let him,
I need to get some a few times a week.
No,
you not talking to me?
If he shut down, you shut down. You just leave him alone.
No, I'll just go ahead and get something. What do you call him, Bob?
Nah. Oh, yeah, you can do that. There you go. Yeah, right.
Get my battery-operated friend.
There you go.
If you want to act like that.
It's funny because, I mean, I'm naturally a talker. So, you know, if I'm not talking, you know it's an issue. You know what I mean? You know it's something going on. But I think even for me, I can't stay down but for so long. Like, mm-hmm. I can't let stuff, you know, because that's when you're going through things. You got to have people in your corner that you can lean on. You know what I mean? And not afraid to go to and let them know that you're having situations and going through different things. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I, like me, because I'm so amped up and, you know, I like to have fun and a good time, I can't be down but for so long, because after a while, I'm going to get tired of myself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So what if he's hurt by something that I did? Not necessarily cheating on him, but he's hurt by something that I did to him, Lawrence.
You got
to. So how? I've apologized. I've tried to make it up to him. I slipped on a banana peel and fell right on his peen, and nothing's working.
Well, same thing. Give him time. That's the. That is the key.
Because I said, you know, don't go to bed angry. And I think one of the things I forgot to mention is that even if you are angry, just have sex. Because, you know, yeah. Sex releases endorphins. You know, sex it out. Don't even talk about it. Just sex it out.
Yeah, you right. Might just need to
get the heart rate back up, man.
Yeah. Sex it out, people.
That's a good point, man. Real talk.
Yeah. Sex it out. So
hold on. What if you already beefing? Y'all already got a problem. And then you say, oh, we're just going to sex it out. Then you try to have sex, and then the sex is bad. Now it's a double whammy. You're like, oh, wow.
That would hurt my heart.
Now, man. Okay, first we were arguing, then I tried to make it better by having sex, then the sex was bad. Now we laying here, nobody came, and we still mad.
Nobody came, and everybody
round two. Whipped cream.
Oh, whipped cream. Hey. Oh,
is that a bad thing?
No.
Oh. You made it seem like I just...
I'm just saying, it depends on what you do with the whipped cream. I like don't know. You
so
know
that's
saying?
Nothing. I don't have nothing wrong with whipped cream.
Ladies, DH is single and mingling.
Yes.
He likes to eat.
Yes.
And he makes SpaghettiOs and ramen noodles. The number to the studio to reach him is 301-560-6992. So I want to go back online. I'm all over the place here. My dress is falling off. Yes. I'm having issues. Sorry. I'm flashing the guys my shoulder in the studio. It's listen, a bit much going on.
Listen, I'm telling you, it's yeah.
It's more than the radio show here.
Yeah.
Peep show, radio show. So you come to the studio, you get a peep show. You get some shoulder action.
Yeah.
You can see all this shoulder, honey. Hello. So let me go to Instagram then. Forget all that because my computer, I don't know what's going on. But going back to the question I asked before, you know, how do you save your marriage or relationship and avoid cheating when your spouse has completely checked out? You've communicated how you feel in no uncertain terms, yet they are more focused on everything else except you. It could be their job, the kids, hobbies, everything except your relationship. What do you do? And L. Samuels, okay, he just got married. He said, divorce. Really?
Yeah.
You just wow. Got married like yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Gangster.
My buddy LaShawn, she said, pray about it and keep doing your best and focus on self-improvement, like braces, lipo, hobbies of your own, happy hour with friends. Hello.
Hey.
Which could lead to cheating.
Hey.
Come on, man.
Green Afro Diva, she says, are you sure they checked out completely? Do they have support at all? Excuse me, do they have support at home with the kids? And are they always coming home stressed from work? Figure out what that is and why she, I'm assuming, hasn't been as focused on the relationship. This is that time where you both really need each other because other distractions and interference will tear the relationship apart. Try counseling, too, and pray about it. Mm-hmm. 50 Shades of Black. Hey, what's up? He said, nothing. You do nothing. No change. Excuse me. No. Change that. Do everything. Like go bungee jumping, skydiving, maybe even Disney World.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you, that's right. Sometimes if your relationship is stale, you just need a little adrenaline rush. You know, you need something to just spice, not like sexually spice or spice it up,
hey.
But just like to spice it up
just
mentally.
Change
you know?
It up some.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
Like, just change
yeah,
it up.
You need an emotional spice, you need a physical spice, you need a sexual spice,
you
intellectual spice. So
you need
get
all
them seasonings.
There you go.
You need all that.
You'd be surprised what that could do.
Alicia says, you can try therapy, but if you feel like you've tried it all and they're still not willing at some point before you end up hating them, you have to love yourself to recognize your happiness is just as important and you may need to walk away. Everything takes work, but you need a partner willing to do it as well. I do believe too many people give up too easily, but at the same time, everyone has a limit.
Hey, shout out to Alicia with that, man. That's
yeah, that's very true. Yeah, we all have a limit. But it's heartbreaking when it's only one-sided. And I know we throw out the therapy and counseling thing, but as I said before, a lot of men aren't receptive to stuff like that. They aren't receptive to talking to other people because that's not what they're used to. But let me shut up because we got to go to commercial break. Nope. Didn't realize it was time. It's that time. So keep it right here on the flow. The number to reach us is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We'll be right back right here on the flow.
Did you just look down at your phone?
You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
But somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so right.
What's a man to do when you just can't take no more?
Oh, what's a man to do?
What am I to do when my heart beats me to the door?
Now I've tried and tried again, but now this is the end. Tell me, holding on, if we can't be friends.
I'm emotional, I can't.
I'm trying to hold on.
Though it hurts me so,
hurts me
gotta
so.
Let you know,
gotta let
that the love we were sharing now is through. Say goodbye.
You seem to hurt me purposely. I had no choice. What was best for us was to terminate our love and be free.
What's a man to do when you just can't take no more?
Oh, what's a man to do?
What am I to do when my heart beats me to the door?
Now we've tried and tried again, and now this is the end. Tell me what.
I'm
emotional.
You're listening to This Date Sober Radio. Ooh, I almost dropped my phone. Lord Jesus, that would have been a disaster. Let me try that again. Testing, testing, 1, 2. You're listening to This Date Sober Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely evening. Hope you guys had a great time, because I sure as hell did. Use her music from Carl Thomas, Emotional.
Yes.
I figured that'd be a great way to wrap up the show, because we've been talking about cheating and
no good cheaters.
Can you blame me for cheating? You know, no good cheaters like Lawrence and D.A. Miss Marie cheat. Well, hasn't cheated, I should say. But I got the fellas in the studio. Okay, D.H. What's up, D.H.?
Hey, what's good with y'all, bro?
And Lawrence.
What's up?
Give the people your Instagram again.
LNUTZZ.
And yours, DH?
It's DH _ major, and I'm everywhere.
And I'm at Date Is Over everywhere. Date is over, because this date is over. Go to thisdateisover.com, post your bad date stories and relationship woes, and also get your tickets to our late night laser tag in the D.C. metropolitan area. It's going to be on June 28th at XP Laser Sport in Laurel, Maryland. Get your tickets from thisdateisover.com. It's the first of the month, so cash your checks and come on.
Get you a ticket.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
It's the first of the month.
So get up. Anyways, it's almost that time for us to get out of here, so I appreciate you guys joining me once again on this lovely Sunday evening. We are on the air live each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Once again, post your bad date stories. And if you want to catch us on your mobile device, you can go to tunein.com, or you can actually download the TuneIn app and search for The Flow DC, and we are the first station on the list. It says The Flow, surpassing FM and XM. That's what we do.
Yep.
There you go.
So, can you blame me for cheating? Once again, the person who cheated, it's their fault. You know, you take responsibility for your actions, because you chose to step out there. So I just encourage you guys to choose love. Choose your relationship. I know things, you know, we have our peaks and valleys, but, you know, try to make it work with who you're with, you know.
Yep.
Grass isn't always green on the other side. It's green where you water it. So make certain that you are doing everything in your power to water your lawn. And if there's nothing sprouting, then perhaps it's time to just let go.
Yep.
Let go, because it's tough to be in a one-sided situation, but just go back to your why. Like, why did I choose this person? Is this the person I ultimately want to be with? And what will it take for us to go to the next level and have, you know, a positive and flourishing relationship? So make certain that you are doing your part. Stay faithful, but also make certain that you're doing your part to keep your partner faithful. Make certain that you are doing everything that you said you was going to do, and everything that you know that your partner likes and wants and needs. You know, make certain that you give them what they need, you know, so they can have, you know, the law of reciprocity. Give them what they need and they will give you what you need. Keep her happy and she will keep you happy. Okay.
Absolutely.
So fellas, any parting words? I'm gonna pass it to you, Lawrence.
I just think I don't condone cheating at all in any way at all. I just don't like it. I think it's despicable, you know. And
he almost made me curse. You are so full of
and
fish.
Any man that cheats, I think he should maybe be locked up. Any woman that cheats.
Oh my gosh, he is such a liar.
I'm just, this is how I feel. This is how I feel.
He is trying to get so many points from y'all. But I'm going to let you have it. So is that all you got to say? Should be locked up, really? Shut your entire mouth.
Yeah.
Shut it all up. I ain't even letting you finish no more. I'm passing to you, DH. Any parting words?
Hey, man, I think cheating is a serious situation, you know, and just think with a clear head if you can, literally. make sure that you willing to risk that. If you going to go ahead and do it, you know, push them chips to the table and just understand what the repercussions would be with that, man. And I feel like that. I live by that. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Consequences for your actions. You know, make certain that your relationship is worth giving up, and, you know, make certain that you, this person or this penis or this poon is worth losing your relationship or losing your family or losing your life or losing your job.
Right. Yeah,
so absolutely. Make certain you weigh the consequences of your actions.
Yeah, are those breasts worth it?
Oh, mine are.
Oh, just no. I was
not for you to lose your relationship, by the way. Like, no, please. I don't want anybody's man. I want my own. I don't want borrowed pain. No. But yeah, it's just ask yourself, is it really worth it? So make certain, like I said before, you are doing your part to hold it down. And communication, that has been the running theme tonight. Communicate with your spouse. Communicate, communicate, communicate. As I said earlier, make a list. If you're angry or something is really bothering you and you don't know how to properly articulate that to your spouse, write a letter. Write it down and just say how you feel. And come up with some solutions on how you two can work through whatever that issue might be. And be receptive to your spouse coming to you and expressing their issues. If you have an issue, take it up with your spouse. Don't start leaning on the cute guy at work or the cute girl at work and bringing your problems to them. If you wouldn't have that conversation in front of your spouse, you don't need to be having it with that person. So don't even put yourself in that situation, because there's a lot of temptation out there. And please, by all means, don't run to social media. People do not care. Oh. People are ready, willing, and able
to get
into your inbox. So please don't bring out any of the bad stuff of your relationship on social media. I have seen it time and time again. Don't do that. Don't do that. Make certain that you are projecting positivity. You know, you just project it.
Yeah, absolutely.
See it, own it, live it, be it. Walk in that direction. And let me stop rambling because we got to go. So thank y'all once again. Thank you to the fellas for joining me in the studio. Come back next Sunday, each and every Sunday night on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Y'all have a great week. I'm actually kind of hungry. I don't know about y'all. Yeah. Stomach a little growling. So I cooked dinner too, but whatever. Y'all have a good night. God bless. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Well,
I wanted to say bye.
Your mic was off.
Bye. Hey, y'all. Bye.
Okay, bye.